Thus, when building operations were to the fore and mechanical labour scarce, Ponting returned to the shell of his apartment with only the raw material for completing it. In short, in the shortest possible space of time, shelves and tanks were erected, doors hung and windows framed, and all in a workmanlike manner, commanding the admiration of all beholders. It was well that speed could be commanded for such work, since the fleeting hours of the summer season had been altogether too few to be spared from the immediate service of photography. Ponting's nervous temperament allowed no waste of time. For him, fine weather meant no sleep. He decided that lost opportunities should be as rare as circumstances would permit. This attitude was now manifested in the many yards of cinematograph film remaining on hand, and yet greater numbers recorded as having been sent back in the ship, in the boxes of negatives lying on the shelves, and a well-filled album of prints. Of the many admirable points in this work, perhaps the most notable are Ponting's eye for a picture and the mastery he has acquired of ice subjects. The composition of most of his pictures is extraordinarily good. He seems to know by instinct the exact value of foreground and middle distance and the introduction of life, whilst with more technical skill in the manipulation of screens and exposures, he emphasises the subtle shadows of snow and reproduces its wondrously transparent texture. He is an artist in love with his work, and it was good to hear his enthusiasm for results of the past and plans for the future.